So, Megan, you know how things like Miss America just happened, like, I think over the weekend or something like that? I don't stick into, you know, all those...
You don't watch all the pageants?
No, I don't.
No, that's not your favorite kind of television?
It's not my favorite kind of television.
Surprises me, Johnny.
But there's another pageant in North Carolina. 9 nursing homes are organizing a fancy pageant that will give residents a night in the spotlight.
Nice.
Now, contestants will compete in the Mr. and Mrs. Quality Life Pageant. By showing off their talent. Some are going to sing, others will tell stories, and still others will show off projects that they've completed. Now, the event has grown so big that it has become a focus point for the residents and the contestants. With great anticipation, they rehearse in the week leading up to the pageant, and then dress up in formal gowns and tuxedos for the big night. Then they bring in professional judges who choose the winners and then get them crowned up, and then they reign for an entire year, during which time they get to go to a special events.
That's really cool.
It's fancy stuff, man.
I love it.
But even for those who don't win, it's all exciting because the pageant shines a light on what makes the residents special.
That's awesome.
That's really cool stuff. Yeah. I like that.
I like that, too. When you started talking, I thought you were going to talk about dog pageant.
Oh, a dog pageant? No.
You've just been talking a lot about your dog.
I've been talking about my dog, yeah. So. But no, this is...
but this is better.
This is a great thing, and it's great, too, because, you know, these people that are in these resident communities, sometimes they don't have anything to do. It's a fun thing to do for them and gets them all excited. And
some recognition?
To me, it's really cool to see what talents these people have.
Exactly, because I bet a lot of them have been sitting on stuff they've been working on for many, many years. So,
exactly. Yeah. So that is the happy headline for today.